gentlemen.
The biggest name. You're locked in to JJ and Alex. With the insight and analysis on the teams you can't live without. Presented by G2G Bars. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Alex Keery, Jeremiah Jensen, we are JJ and Alex. The alpacas have been sent home. No more alpacas allowed.
I didn't get a ride one yet. What's up with that?
And on top of it, they are no longer allowing people into the Delta
Center. Just don't come down now. Well, you can hang out outside, but you're not going to get in. I kind of set the warning out earlier. Like, this is awesome. Come show out, but if you don't get here early, you might not get a seat inside for the player introductions.
Yeah. The guy with the Duke Zion Williamson jersey is livid right now.
Should have showed up at 3 o'clock.
He did. You should have. Yes, they are now turning people away at Delta Center, but that just shows you how big of a deal it is. They were piling people in for the last couple of hours, and then here we are now where they're telling people, hey, you don't have to go home, but you can't be inside. You can stay right here on the plaza. We'll have the band going. So I think the good news is there's enough stuff going on outside here with the face painting and the balloon animals. I think they have a magician over here. The alpacas have been moved over to South State, away from the Delta Center, or South Temple, rather, away from the Delta Center. But
they're
here
still.
Taking
them back to the farm.
Yeah, so you can still come down and hang out, but you're not going to get the same experience of going in and being able to see the stadium. All right. But, yes. You heard a little while earlier, Andre Tourney, the head coach of the what will be the Utah hockey team that is coming here, as the NHL and Smith Entertainment Group are welcoming the team officially today. Bill Armstrong, the GM, who was introduced, by the way, is basically the smartest guy in all of hockey history. And you know what? It's not bad when your resume boasts that you have all of the draft picks that you do. And when you're actually able to say, hey, you know what, we have all the assets. They're basically – right now, do you feel like Danny Ainge is like, I was supposed to be the guy with all the assets
here? Hey, wait
here.
A minute. Are they copying us?
Justin Zanuck's like, no, we have assets, buddy. All right? We're supposed to be good. But the reality is that if you're loving sports teams here in the state of Utah who are going to be playing at the Delta Center next season, the hockey franchise might actually be in an even better spot because – they might be more equipped to win, but I do think that this is just a really, really amazing time. We're standing over here, or we're sitting up. Our broadcast is set up right next to the Zamboni, where we're also trying to get – we're going to see if we can get everybody out here and get a little group photo action going on. But inside the Delta Center, you've got people, of course, set up and excited about being able to hear from Ryan and Ashley Smith, from Bill Armstrong again, Andre Tourney again, and a couple of the players who also came in today to be welcomed. I think it's so cool that they had everybody out at the hangar, too, to be able to – I'm assuming we're going to see some of that B-roll at 6 o'clock tonight as well.
No doubt about it. Yeah, if you're tuning into TV tonight, if you're not able to get down here and you want to see everything that's happened today, KSL TV has you covered, ref, some great visuals. All those youth hockey players out there that were just absolutely blown away and thrilled to meet Clayton Keller, who's an – NHL All-Star, who now plays for us. He now plays for you, Utah. That is very cool.
Look at JJ going the full us. Hey, see, this is the day
we're
allowed to do it, right?
When the teams actually play, it's not us anymore because we're covering that team. But right now, today, this is us.
It's a we and an us situation.
We're going to definitely use that.
I love it. I love it. You know, we've never been bigger fans of hockey than right now in this very moment. Let's kick off the program. Our show is brought to you by G2G Bars. All natural ingredients and no preservatives make the G2G Bar perfect for anybody who needs a quick, tasty, nutritious boost. Let's get the cut going here. We'll chat a little bit of what happened outside of the world of hockey before we get back to inside the arena on the ice to be able to hear from all the dignitaries and everybody that are here today. Let's jump in with the cut right here.
It's time for the biggest story of the day. This is What Made the Cut with JJ and Alex on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We're about 20 minutes away from being able to hear inside the Delta Center from Bill Armstrong and Andre Tourney. And, of course, I think Ryan and Ashley Smith are going to address the public again. And I know they did it last Friday, but that was it, the kind of regular old press conference.
That was a formal, let's give you the nuts and bolts of how this transaction took place, what the state, you know, what we're going to do with the arena, all that kind of stuff. Today is about celebrating these players, celebrating this team moving forward, and having NHL hockey in Utah. This is so incredible that we're even having this conversation, but it's going to be great to have these players here and have the fans and players intersect at one time inside the arena where they're going to play NHL hockey for the foreseeable future.
Last hour, we didn't get to it because we had that press conference rolling, but I did want to ask you part of the question of what it was part of our Would You Rather, and I thought, oh, boy, now that it's here, it seems like the answer would be easy, but would you rather have a Stanley Cup champion or an NBA champion in the first? Which one of those would you rather have first?
All this excitement that we're caught up in right now, I think would cause a lot of recency bias and saying, oh, wow, a Stanley Cup would be amazing. But you got to keep in mind, we've had the Utah Jazz, we've had the NBA here since 1979 and still have not been able to hoist the Larry O'Brien trophy and have a parade here for a Utah Jazz team that's won a championship. So I would go NBA first because you've waited so dang long. And I think you can be a little patient as a hockey fan, just being grateful to have this team here before you got to have a cup. But, hey, we saw what happened down in Vegas. And you're like, you know what? Why not? Why not? So I'd still go NBA.
I think it would be a cruel joke almost to have a Stanley Cup champion.
It would be.
Before an NBA champion here.
It would be certainly one of those things where you question the Jazz franchise. It's like, how did you not make this happen in five decades, and this team made it happen in two or three, whenever it happens.
A championship's a championship, you know?
Yeah, no doubt. We would not turn down any opportunities for trophies.
I get it. I get it. It'd be cool to have a parade, but how awkward would it be to have the parade go past Stockton Boulevard and Malone Street, right? Don't we have Stockton and Malone up here, the intersection over here where the statues are? Have them go down that road where those guys built this place, right?
Yeah.
And have them be a backseat to an NHL team. However, I think we all see the importance of a day like today, right? That's a big deal. The Cup brought to you by Kia, Subaru, Chevy, Jeep, Dodge, or Ram, all part of the Doug Smith Dealerships in American and Spanish Fort. Great service starts with great know-how. Nobody knows like Doug. Hey, Doug. So there you go. Let me see here. We're also going to be able to hear from some more of the players again for the second time. You mentioned Clayton Keller and Lawson Krause. These are both guys who've been in Arizona for a minute and are really, really good. They're part of that young core who are very, very good. And you mentioned Clayton Keller, of course, as the NHL All-Star. But it goes without saying that asking players to come in and play and to kind of be here, we want guys to like it here, though. And so when you pitch these guys to come here, they have no choice. It's one thing to say, oh, man, wouldn't it be great to go to Utah? And if they go, no, thank you. But this is being told, hey, guess where you're going to be playing now? It's going to be in the state of Utah. It's going to be this arena. But there has to be something about walking in this arena and seeing something special on a day like today.
Well, you're right. They don't have a choice in the matter. But we still today had to sell our community to them because you only get one chance to make a first impression. And I think so far the impression has been pretty impressive. We're turning away people here at Delta Center. There's already 20,000 people in there, and they're turning people away. We have thousands of people here on the plaza. You had youth hockey players show up at the airport to welcome the team in today. There's been nothing but a welcoming nature. They sense it. They feel the excitement in this town about their sport. You got to keep in mind, these guys, they love the people in Arizona and the Arizona hockey fans, but they had 4,800 people max at their games for the last 2 years. I mean, that's minor league hockey numbers. And now they're back in this arena. They're back in a community that's 100% into this and ready to support them in every single way. They've got ownership that's ready to support them in every single way. So I think that you're right. They have to be here, but I think that they probably want to be here now. And they see the potential in this franchise, something that they couldn't reach in Arizona because the limitations with the ownership group.
As you kind of get to know what's going on here with with how things are kind of like sitting right now as it is with all these thousands of people who have. And by the way, you said, oh, they're turning people away. They're all staying here, though. They're all hanging out.
Yeah,
they're
nobody went home.
You know what's funny? We're talking about OC. OC came here. He knows what his job was. His job was to hang out with his kids now. And he didn't go inside at all. He went straight to the face painting line.
Yep.
OC is dutifully waiting in line to get the faces painted of his kids. And so, you know, or maybe he's actually, you know what? Knowing OC, maybe he's getting his face painted. You know, we don't know.
Why not?
It's a good time to do it. So there's an attitude and there's a feeling on a day like today. And there's a lot of what I think Utahns are going to have to get to know. It's not just about necessarily being an expert at the game of hockey, right? And being able to get in and kind of understand immediately from day one what icing is, what offsides is in hockey, going through and kind of trying to figure out where fighting lives in the NHL world of hockey. It still is there. Although if you're going to go to an NHL game and think that you're going to see the same type of fighting that you do at the ECHL games, you're wrong. But it's still a part of the game, and it's still a part of what kind of is there. So I don't know. I think that this fan base is going to be – you're going to get the people who are rabid about it, and then you're going to get the people who are absolutely going to, like, slow burn into it. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be convinced, like, oh, I'm going to go check out this hockey thing, and they're going to see it live, and then it's going to be over with. You know what I mean? In terms of live games, in terms of live sports, hockey is – I think number one out of all of the big ones. Football might be the exception for me, but if you've never seen a live NHL hockey game in person, it will change the way you think of what your standard should be for live sports, because it is a constant action. It is amazing. It's a speed that is unlike anything else. And I know we call soccer the beautiful game, but you have a lot of hockey, insane fans who are like, we beg to differ. This is a way more beautiful game.
You were talking – we heard from Bill Armstrong earlier, and we're going to hear from him again, I'm sure. But one of the things he mentioned when he was addressing the media was the fact that he knows how loud this building was for basketball. This arena has a reputation that crosses over all sports about how loud it can be. And so you're going to make the changes in this arena to facilitate hockey, but at the same time, you're not going to lose that environment, that loud nature of the way it's built with all the fans on top of you. This is going to be a very intimidating, difficult place to play for teams around the NHL. You've seen how hard it is for NBA teams to come here and how some stars will sit out here because of the elevation and because they don't want to deal with this crowd here. The same thing's going to happen in the NHL. This place is going to be rocking. It's going to be very difficult to win games here. And this team, in year one, is going to have a significant home ice advantage. And it's going to be evident year one. It's going to be exciting to see that develop. As we dig into this more and more, that's one of those things I started thinking about today was just how great of an atmosphere this is going to be, giving these hockey players on this Utah team a real, true, like, arena experience.
Yep.
And Ryan Smith has said they have to step it up. They know what the Golden Knights are doing just down the road, down I-15.
Sure.
And whether or not a rivalry develops there, I have no idea. Different divisions, but proximity might facilitate that. But they have such a spectacle in that arena, T-Mobile Arena. Ryan Smith wants to do that Utah style here as well. And it's going to be different. It's going to blow away even what the Jazz are currently, because they're going to put on a show here on the ice. People can come here and really enjoy this sport of hockey at its highest level. And those of you who have been, you know. Those of you who haven't, you need to find out, because it is electric.
So what is the main rival of the Coyotes?
I don't think they have one.
That's
they've sucked forever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? That's actually true. Like, in the last 30 years, they've been bad.
Yeah.
And when you're bad, you don't really have a rivalry. It's like, it's the same reason why you have rivalries between teams that, like, you go, oh, but shouldn't they be a rival? Like, yeah, but they suck, right? I mean, like, that's a real thing. So if it's going to be up to it, I don't know. We're not in the same we won't be in the same division as we're in the same division as Colorado. That'd be a natural one, right?
It would? Yes. That would make sense. And I don't know if they have a rivalry that I'm aware of. I'm looking around, like, trying to see any information like that. I'm not aware of any. You know, I'm looking through here again. Nope. There's only in the Central Division, according to what I found here, the Blackhawks and Wild have something going on.
Minnesota,
does
Chicago,
that, does that
yeah.
get you going? The Pacific Division, the Ducks and Sharks apparently are rivals.
I've seen that. Yeah.
Flames and Oilers makes a lot of sense, both in Alberta.
See, and I thought maybe that the Canucks would have been in there maybe with one of those guys too. But, I don't know who the Canucks – maybe the Canucks and the Kraken now that that they're about 2.5 hours away from one
Kings
another.
Kings and Golden Knights have developed somewhat of a rivalry. They played here, the Frozen Fury, so – that's something. But, there's room for that to happen and develop now. And if this team is competitive, they'll make natural rivals no matter what. You win a lot, people hate you. And so that's going to develop and happen. And Arizona hasn't won enough to be hated. It's just a fact. So that'll change.
Tons going on here outside Delta Center. They're introducing they're getting some of the fans seated and everything, and they're kind of doing the hype situation inside the stadium. So that's kind of fun. But I have an actual clock up here in front of us. It says the celebration begins in 14 minutes. So we'll keep you up to date on that. We'll bring all that to you as well. We've got some tickets to give away. It's a Win Ticket Wednesday. You know what that means? The second hottest ticket in town behind the Coyotes this year. Aerosmith coming to Delta Center. You don't want to miss it. We've got tickets to give away right now. 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-9663. 801-575-ZONE is the number for you to be able to win tickets to Aerosmith coming up this fall at Delta Center. As we're watching video from inside the arena, you know what? I actually feel bad because we're outside. We were going to be outside anyway. There's a lot of fans staring at that screen outside, and they should be in that stadium. That's what they're like. We should be in there right now.
You know what's cool? And this is kind of and we'll find this out as we get into this, but the hockey thing is for people to gather outside of the arena that don't have tickets and just stand here and watch it on screen and cheer together and have a good time and have whatever drink you prefer and just sit there and watch the game outside. You don't have to pay to be a part of it. And right now, we're starting to get a feel of an experience of what it's really like because you can't put everybody in there. We can't put 50,000 in there. But this is what a game day is going to be like this fall and next season, Alex. This is what it's going to be like when you come to the plaza. People here 2 or 3 hours early. People here can sit out here and watch it. So in 12:45 and counting, these people are going to get to be sitting right here. They're going to watch everything going on in there. They're going to be able to hear it. It's going to be awesome. This is going to give us a feel and a preview of what it's going to be like having an NHL team here in town.
OC did it. The girls got the faces painted.
Nice.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That's what I love. That's what I love about this. It is beyond a family atmosphere right now. Look at this. Look at how fun this is. And you know what? You're right. What's cool is they're going to be – I guarantee the band is going to turn their stuff down or off in the next 12 minutes, and you're going to be able to hear all the stuff that's going on inside the arena right outside here. And I bet the big cheers are going to be happening outside here as well. So people are taking pictures with the NHL shield. They're taking pictures with – it's a funny thing because it's a mix of every hockey fan that you could have ever imagined. Like just people coming out of the woodwork. And I think at this point now we can count on one hand the amount of franchises that we've not already seen in terms of hockey sweaters represented. Let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. What we'll do, we're just about 10 minutes away from this in-arena celebration that's going to be happening. You're going to be able to hear from Ryan Smith, going to be able to hear from Ashley Smith, going to be able to hear from Bill Armstrong, the GM of the new Utah franchise. You're going to be able to also hear from Andre Tourney, who's the head coach of this Utah franchise, and a couple of the players as well. You don't want to miss any of it. Get yourself on top of all of the hockey right here. Best place to do it, the KSL Sports Zone. We'll take the break here. Jeremiah Jensen, Alex Keery, right outside of Delta Center. Stay with us, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Accessing.
When TV and radio collide.
Love it.
Wow. This is what you get. You're listening to JJ and Alex. Presented by G2G Bars.
Don't touch that dial.
On 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
All right, Utah, let's get ready for hockey in the state of Utah. You had a Polish TV station interviewing you, JJ. By the way, JJ and Alex, 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone. Brought to you this hour by Trajan Wealth, T-R-A-J-A-N Wealth.com. That's Trajan Wealth to get you ready for your retirement. A Polish TV station. And in true Polish TV station form, the guy only spoke hockey. JJ, that's what
yeah,
we
it was a little bit of a language barrier, but we made it work because of a love of hockey that
united
funny.
Us. It was like this. He looked at JJ and he goes, "Who are you?" And he's like, "I don't know. Who are you?" And he's like, "I'm from Polish TV station. Who are you?" And he's like, he wasn't saying it like, "Who are you, bro?" It was more like,
"Yeah,
hey,
he wanted to know who I was.
Tell me your name on the mic, so that you can we can get you on this Polish TV station." That was the funniest, most weird thing that happened all day today so far. Was the that and the alpacas showing up at Delta Center for the entertainment today. 3.5 minutes until we're going to get the announcement. Of course, the program that they said that they're going to kick off here with Ryan and Ashley Smith, Bill Armstrong, Andre Tourney, and players for this Utah hockey team as well. And you know what? It's kind of weird. You know, we were talking with – I can't remember who said it earlier, but it was like, you got to roll in, though, day one and have an actual team name and some colors. And, you know, you have enough time in the summer to be able to hit the silk screener and get those T-shirts printed. There's a little bit more that goes into it, though. And I know they want to get it all right, and I certainly hope they do, because – I don't think I have fallen in love yet with any of the names that have been rolled out so far. And I feel like it doesn't matter what happens. People are going to have their preferences. We just had some people walk by and they're like, of course we're going to be the Outlaws. Absolutely we're going to be the Outlaws. It's like, I don't know, man. I'm not sure if that's going to be the way it goes. But what are we anticipating that we hear? Anything crazy? We already had here's the thing about the press conference part of it. We already had the press conference, right, where the press was there only. Now the fans are going to be there. You feel like this next being able to hear from the GM, the head coach, and some players, and Ryan and Ashley Smith with a crowd now of 20,000 strong inside Delta Center, a bunch of people outside who were turned away, not able to get in. It's going to be a different vibe coming up here in just a little while as we're watching them walk onto the ice, being greeted by fans as they come into Delta Center onto the ice there, and we're just a couple minutes away from that thing being kicked off. I think there's going to be a different atmosphere inside.
What I love about hockey players is they refuse to wear ties, and I respect that. That's pretty cool to see them all there. They got their jackets. No, not one tie yet.
Not
one
tie.
The entire team's walking out there. No tie. That's great.
Lots of sport coats. Lots of sport coats.
Yes. But what this is right now, Alex, what we're about to witness.
Oh, my goodness. Look how cool that looks.
Bill Armstrong giving high fives. This is awesome. So what we are about to witness here in 90 seconds, we're going to listen to it here, but the inside they're going to get to witness is the first initial connection between team and fans and community in a massive setting where this team is going to play NHL hockey. And you're seeing it right now, where it's on the screen right now as they walk out in the ice. They're about to be introduced. It's electric in there. You can feel the energy just by watching the screen without even being able to hear it. The connection that's happening right now, Alex, between those players walking out on the ice and the fans in the stands is what we're witnessing right now. And that's what this event right now is all about, is developing that connection.
The J-Dogs have been delivered. You and I both know that we're on a plan right now.
Yeah.
But you know what? We can go full hot dog, just no bun, right? I mean, come on. Is the hot dog out? It's not really. You're not really feeling it?
You have no idea how bad I want to devour that, but I'm trying to be very, very good. So
you are being good.
By the law, letter of the law, I don't think I can actually
eat
it. But
all right. Here's the deal. We're going to open it up here. It is official now on the ice. They're opening it up. You're going to be able to hear it right now. Here comes the program from Delta Center with the new NHL team here in Utah.
You don't think the guys down in front of me tonight loved your walk-in, your enthusiasm? Well, let me tell you something. I know a little bit about the guys in the front row tonight because I've seen them play a lot. They are exciting. They are relentless. They are fast. They're going to bring you out of your seat here at the Delta Center, and no team in the NHL works harder than this whole group right in front of me. Give it up! And not only that, they're now your team. your team and Utah's team. We've got a great program tonight, and thanks for coming out. And this is absolutely unbelievable. The vibe, everybody making tons of noise. This is terrific, and we've got a great program. So we want to lead it off with the governor of the great state of Utah, Governor Spencer Cox.
Gentlemen, congratulations, Utah. They told us that Utah was too small to have an NHL team. They told us that we didn't know hockey in Utah, and today we're proving them all wrong. We want to welcome the players, coaches. Congratulations. We're so excited to have you here. This is a big deal. We've been waiting a long time for this day. It's a historic day for the state of Utah, and it doesn't happen without Ryan and Ashley Smith. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to give them a round of applause. Now, we showed up on day one. We're going to show up for the first game. We're going to show up for every game. It's going to be a sellout every time. But here's the thing. You have to promise me that you will all come back for the parade when the Stanley Cup is here in Utah. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor. Well, you know the next two that we're calling up to the stage. They are the co-founders of Smith Entertainment Group. And they are the owners of your Utah Jazz. But... oh, it doesn't stop there. It does not stop there. Because they're also the founders of the first ever National Hockey League franchise right here in Utah.
Hit it.
And they are here.
Oh my goodness. We love Utah so much. So much. We're super passionate about this state, and this is why. Like, this fan support is epic. It is electrifying in here. Thank you. Thank you for coming, showing up today. And thank you. Thank you to this incredible team, these players who are moving their lives, who are doing hard things to come get a Stanley Cup in Utah. We're so excited. We're so excited. We are very passionate about the experience of sports in Utah and about unifying around sports and around hockey. We are so excited to take the energy of the Jazz and multiply it and create an even better fan experience in this arena. And we are just full of gratitude and excitement and energy to come watch these players give their all on this ice. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. This is gonna be an incredible ride. We're gonna make history, and we wanna do it all together.
How we feeling tonight?
So first, let me just get some thank yous. My partners, please stand up. Sweeney, Bracha, Chad, stand up. These are our partners in SEG. They're some of the best business folks in the world, and they're not from Utah, but they bet on Utah every single day. And thank you. Will, Lowry, JC, thanks for making everyone feel welcome. This is one group. And SEG is one group, so thank you to the Jazz for helping out. Everyone here that's new, part of our NHL group, I'll just tell you one thing. Utah shows up. You're seeing that here. And this is just the beginning. Like, it's going to get bigger and better. So, a couple things. First of all, none of this happens without you. The NHL chose you all. And I hope everyone feels that. This team this year is going to wear Utah on our sweater. But it's going to be for Utah, by Utah, because you're all, everyone here is going to name this club. So this is a community asset. It's a community team. And everyone's going to have a part of it. We have 29,000 people who have pre-registered for season tickets. Let's not stop. We want to make sure that every single person in Utah gets a taste of hockey. And that's super important. So, with that, thank you. Have fun. This is a moment we're all going to remember forever. And it's just the beginning. So with that, roll the video.
The players prepped up and ready to go.
Just a little taste of what is coming, Utah. These guys are really good. What do we say? We get out of our seats. We're going to bring them up all on the stage. The general manager, the head coach, and all of the players. Come on up, guys. Let's welcome them to the stage.
Yeah. Siege. Riley, Taz, yeah. Set me free and give me death, there ain't no other choices. When I lay down to go to sleep, I keep on hearing voices. Little whispers in my head, man, is you fake or loyal? Why nobody, death is sign, a baby, pick your poison. These little demons living underneath my bed, creeping. Know the real, my soul lives above them all, sleeping. That subtle breathing in your closet every single
day.
Thought you never see me again, looks can be deceiving. When they hear the sound of the drum, they'll be saying, oh Lord, here they come.
They look good, don't they? So, Bill Armstrong is the team's general manager, and we're going to bring him up here in just a second. He wants to say a few words. He was named the general manager back in July of 2020, and where did he come from? He came from the St. Louis Blues. And what had the St. Louis Blues just done? Blues fans up there, not for long. You know what he did there? He won the Stanley Cup as the assistant general manager. Hold on, cool your jets. 10 years he was director of player personnel for the St. Louis Blues. Here's the list of players he drafted. Jaden Schwartz, Vladimir Tarasenko, Robert Thomas, Colton Pareko, Jordan Binnington, just to name a few. Cup champions, no less. And you know what he's done in his role right now? He has gone ahead and developed a draft war chest. We're talking 20. That's right, 20 picks in the first three rounds over the next three drafts. It's never happened in the National Hockey League. Let me tell you about his 2021 draft class. He's already got three players in the NHL, Dylan Gunther, J.J. Moser, and Josh Stone, and he might have a fourth, a very good young prospect down in Tucson right now. Bill, come on up and say hello to Utah.
Utah, you touched my heart today. I've never felt emotion like that when I got off that plane and those kids were there. Had tears coming down my face, mostly for these guys right here. These guys are some of the toughest human beings you'll meet, what they've gone through to be at this moment. And I know what it's like for them and what they're feeling when they see you and they see you cheer like that. You have no idea what that means to us. To be loved. Ryan, Ashley, thank you from the bottom of our hearts, from all the guys. Greatly appreciated for what you've done for us in this organization. And we will pay you back in Utah. We will pay you back for all that emotion that you gave us today. We're going to pay you back. We are so looking forward to this being the loudest building in the NHL, and we're looking for... We're going to pay you back.
So that's Bill, and I want you to meet the head coach, Andre Tourney. Fourth season in the NHL as a head coach. He was an assistant coach in Colorado and Ottawa. His resume is impressive. Let me tell you something. Coached Team Canada to the gold medal in 2023. Two-time Ontario Hockey League Coach of the Year. Former Canadian Hockey League Coach of the Year. And oh, by the way, he loves to ride his motorcycle in the off season. You think there's a place in Utah that he could ride? Yeah. Andre, come on up. Let's have a chat.
Let's have a chat.
Here we go.
Mac, I did not know you knew my name. I thought my...
So Andre, when you got off the plane today, and we all got off, and we saw the kids waiting, and the beautiful mountains coming in here to Salt Lake City, what was going through your mind?
A lot of stuff, a lot of emotion. I think last week we had the opportunity to meet with Ryan and Ashley, and everything they talk about was not anything else but the people. And Utah, the people of Utah, for the people in Utah, and they told us how much we will be received in Utah, and how much we will fall in love. They were right. It's unbelievable.
Andre, you're a big culture guy. You came in and you changed the culture, and the culture here is really, really good.
You know, when Ryan and Ashley again were talking last week, they were talking about people. That's what culture is all about. I think there's star guys out there, but set out there, there's the people behind the scene who make things happen, and that's part of the culture. I think I agree with you when you said those guys are the hardest working team in the league, and they fight every night for their team, for their brother. I love that about them, but as well, there's a lot of staff, a lot of people who make that happen, and I'm so happy to see them today when we get off the plane, being with us, getting in the trenches together, so it's a beautiful day.
And one more for you. Utah's not just getting a team. They're getting a team that's going to be really good, really fast. What's...
What's it like coaching all that talent?
Well, you know, I think for me it's to stay in the present, and we do what we have to do. I think we have the most important thing for me, it's the people in that, inside that player. There's a player, there's, you have a talent, but the way you conduct yourself every day, the way you go about your business, and the way you fight for each other, and you will see those guys fight for their fans. I think the energy you give us today, we cannot wait to feed off your energy next year, and I'm already excited.
Coach, I got to ask you last one. Can I borrow the motorcycle?
No.
No? Okay. That's that. Andre Turney, everybody. So, let's have the players introduce themselves, say your name, your position, and your hometown.
What's up, Utah? Thank you guys so much for coming out tonight. This is awesome. It's really special for us. So, my name is Nick Schmaltz. I'm from Madison, Wisconsin. I play forward and can't wait to play in front of you guys. We'll see you all in September. Utah, how we doing? We're super excited. Can't wait for next year. Clayton Keller here, right wing, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, Utah, let's make some more noise. Let's go! Thank you all for coming out. We really do appreciate it. My name's Lawson Krause. I'm from Mount Bridges, Ontario, and I'm a forward.
All right, I just want to say on behalf of the whole team how amazing this whole experience is for us. So thank you, guys. We're excited. I'm Nick Bukestead. I'm from Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I can't wait to get going here.
Guys, this has been special for everybody, our families, friends, everybody watching back home. This is great. You guys have been awesome. My name is Sean Dersey, played defense, and I'm from Toronto, Ontario.
Utah, I just want to say a quick thank you. This is something that I think we'll never forget. So, yeah, just thank you. And my name is Mike Carconi. I'm left wing, and I'm from Toronto, Ontario.
How we doing, guys? Let's go! My name's Liam O'Brien. You guys can call me Spicy Tuna. And I cannot wait to get this place buzzing. Let's go!
One more for him. Let's get one more Spicy Tuna out here. Come on. This is truly incredible, guys. You know, it's awesome to be here. Can't wait to play for all of you guys in this October. Awesome. Thank you. I'm Juuso Välimäki, defenseman from Finland. So. Hi, y'all. What's up? I just want to thank you all for coming out and for that great welcome we got here. It's something really special that I've never really seen before. But thank you very much. I'm JJ Moser. I'm a defenseman and I'm from Switzerland.
How are we doing, Utah?
You guys are amazing. Couldn't thank you more for showing out, and we look forward to showing out for you guys in October. I'm Barrett Hayden from Peterborough, Ontario, and I'm a forward.
All right, Utah, I want to hear something here. Spicy tuna. Spicy tuna.
Spicy tuna.
Woo! All right. I'm Jack McBain. I'm from Toronto, Ontario, and I'm a forward.
What's up, Utah? Not the best public speaker, so I'll keep it short, but just want to say how thankful we are, and can't wait to play in front of you guys. Logan Cooley from Pittsburgh and forward.
What's up, guys? Thank you guys all for showing out. This is honestly one of the coolest experiences I think we've all had as hockey players, so you guys are the best. I'm Alex Kerfoot from Vancouver, Canada, and can't wait to move here soon.
Uh-oh. Utah, what's going on? I'm super excited to get going next year. We're all really excited. I'm Matisse Michelli from Finland, too.
What's up, you there? How are you doing tonight? I just want to say thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. We are really excited to play and get in front of you. And I'm Karolaj Melka, goalie, and I am from Czech Republic.
I'm no good with words, but Utah, you keep this energy up. We'll run through a wall for you. I'm Connor Ingram, goaltender, Imperial Saskatchewan.
Kind of tough going at the end here after all that, but from the bottom of our hearts, we just want to say thank you. This has been incredible, like the guys have said, just to echo. And I'm Josh Brown. I'm a defenseman from London, Ontario.
How about another ovation, huh? Standing up! All right, we're going to have a little Q&A here, so I'd like to bring up Nick Bjugstad.
three players up. Have a little chat. Nick Bjugstad, come on up. Lawson Kraus. And Clayton Keller. Nick is a true pro. He tapped the mic to make sure it was working. It's working, Nick. Nick, just a little bit of background. You grew up in the state of hockey, Minnesota. I would imagine in that environment you love hockey from day one, right?
Yeah, I was lucky to grow up in a youth hockey association that allowed me to grow into the hockey player I am today. A lot of good coaches, a lot of good people around me. So as far as I've seen in Salt Lake here, we arrived at the airport and saw about 1,000 youth hockey kids. So to me, that's what it's all about. You know, the game does so many things for all of us, whether you make it pro, college, or wherever. But we look forward to growing the game here with the youth and finding a way to connect with all you guys. So really excited for that.
More than 2,500 kids already playing youth hockey in the state of Utah. You've been with this group for a while now, Nick. Are you pretty convinced that you guys are all ready to take the next step, playoff run, maybe a deep run? I mean, it's at the doorstep, is it not?
Yeah, I think we're close. You see a lot of these guys back here, a lot of young talent. You guys should all be really excited about. We got a group that works, so you know, we have full faith in what we have going forward, and obviously this is pretty helpful, having fans like this and having a stadium like this. So
tell us about the team, I should say, and why the fans love you guys so much. Maybe just hockey players in general, because one thing, you're so down to earth.
Yeah, a lot of different personalities. Spicy tuna, we got a good taste of him tonight. But yeah, that's the big thing with pro sports, is how are we going to mesh as a team, and it's a long season, so you got to find ways, even when you're not getting along, to love each other. And I think that group is honest with each other, and you know, we go to bat for each other in any situation. So that's important. And like I said, we're incorporating you guys with us too, so this is going to be a wee thing for sure.
Outstanding. Thank you, Nick. Don't go anywhere, though. Nick Bjugstad, everybody. Clayton Keller. You got him fired up here in Utah, by the way. You really got him fired up with that intro. Oh. I like that. Clayton, you left home at an early age. You played in elite programs. You played for your country, USA Hockey and all that. What did that do to you as from a player's standpoint of getting you ready for the NHL?
Yeah, I think, you know, moving away from home early really helped me grow up. You know, being away from your family, just doing the little things, laundry, figuring out food, things like that. I was never really homesick, you know, just spending time with your teammates, you know, the guys that you're getting better with every single day. I think that helped me mature pretty early, and I'm really thankful for those, you know, couple seasons there. And, you know, I still talk to a lot of those guys every single day.
So those of you that may or may not know, Clayton led the team in goals. He led it in assists. He led it in points. He led it in shots. 33 goals, that's a lot. Kels, I got to ask you, what's it like scoring all those goals? But more importantly, what motivates you? What keeps you driven to adding to that total year in and year out? Because you're automatic 30 every year now.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, every time you score, it's like the first time that you scored. And I truly believe that. And, you know, when you go through, you know, tough times or slumps like that, you know, when you finally do get one, it, you know, reminds you of how good of a feeling it is. And it's always super motivating to me going into the summer, just like how good that feeling is and just helping your team win every single night. And I wouldn't be able to have that, you know, success without, you know, my teammates, coaches, and so many people that, you know, sacrificed for me to play well on the ice.
You know, Clayton, I was thinking about this before, and I was thinking, you know what, I'm going to say Clayton Keller and a lot of the guys here are going to bring the fans out of their seats. We already know they're coming out of their seats, okay? Thanks so much for joining us. Don't go anywhere because we got something for you to do in a little bit. Lawson Kraus, Give it up for Lawson Krause, ladies and gentlemen. I think it should be illegal. Wait until you see him play. I think it should be illegal for a guy of his size to skate as well as he does. The atmosphere at the airport today, and I asked Andre about that. Lawson, what an atmosphere. I know guys were looking out the windows of the plane. They saw all the fans. What did it mean to you?
Yeah, it's been very special. Ever since that plane touched down, we felt nothing but love and support from you guys. So we're very grateful for you guys. We can't wait to get on the ice and show you guys what we're made of. I know you're hearing a lot of it right now, but we're truly excited to get out there and show you guys what we're made of.
Lawson, you come from a hockey family, had a couple of sisters that played. Was that always the focus around the dinner table and around the house?
Yeah, I think growing up in a small town in Canada, hockey was kind of all we knew. Whether you were on the ice playing hockey or in the garage or on the street, it was hockey, hockey, hockey. And obviously bringing the NHL to Utah, that's the ultimate goal here. We want to reach out and connect with a lot of hockey players young, get everyone involved in the game. It's a great game. We're all here because we love it. We enjoy what we do each and every day, and that's the ultimate goal here in Utah.
And I think the fans are here, too, because they love it as well. Lawson Krause. And we're talking youth hockey. We were mentioning those 2,500. What's your message to not only the kids that were at the airport today, but just the kids around the state of Utah that play this great game?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing that jumps out of my mind is work hard and have fun. I think when you have those two combinations, anything's possible. Never stop believing in yourself. If you put your mind to something, stick to it, and hopefully see some of you guys on the same ice as all of us one day.
Fantastic. Lawson Krause. Okay, we are ready for some raffle items. And so we would like to point your attention to the arena scoreboard. And the first one is going to be an autograph stick and jersey. Yeah, how about that? Pretty nice, right out of the chute here. Nick, what's that section, row, and seat?
We got section 137, row 3, and seat 6. Let's hear it from you. Where are you?
All right. Is that? Yeah, all right. Fantastic. Going home a winner, as everybody is tonight. Next up for grabs, a flyaway to an away game during this upcoming season. Lawson, would you like to do the honors on the lucky seat? As soon as we see it pop right up. There we go.
All right, we got section 6, row 14, seat 1. Where are you at?
All right. Right, oh yeah. There we go. Winner, winner. Woo. Woohoo. All right, and are you ready for this, Kels, Clayton? A pair of season tickets for the upcoming 24-25 NHL season here in Utah.
All right, we got section 9, row 9, seat 6. Stand up.
Where are they? Where are they? All right. All right, I think we got our winner. They might be at the concession stand. There we go. All right, congratulations. Fantastic. You're gonna be a regular here with everybody else, and I mean a lot of everybody else. Congratulations. All right, gentlemen, thank you. You can head back to your seats. Terrific. That's pretty much gonna do it for our show tonight. Just a couple of reminders. The season kicks off with training camp of the preseason in September. It's not that far away. season ticket deposits. You heard Ryan. Let's keep going. They are still available. And you can stick around tonight because they're going to show the Toronto-Boston game right here at Delta Center. Concession stands are open, right? So hang out. Get to know your neighbors. Get ready for the season. And we're going to be having the players toss T-shirts. You're going to want to stick around for that as well. On behalf of everyone, thank you for coming out. Let's go Utah! It's on!
Oh my goodness. Well, wow, you heard it there.
That was fun.
You heard it here first. Woo. I will tell you, from Bill Armstrong rolling it out there and saying how emotional it was with tears coming down his cheeks as he came off of the plane today. By the way, when you start hearing guys with Canadian accents, you can't help but have a Canadian accent, right? A little bit yourself. You start going like, yeah, you know, I like to hear about what they were doing there at the old arena out there, the Delta Center. This is an amazing thing to be a part of. JJ, you and I are both impressed by how ridiculously loud that place got. What's funny is we already knew that what that was going to be like. I think these players were surprised.
They didn't see this.
I mean, you heard them say it. They were like, this is as cool of a thing as you could have happen to you. And it's happened to us. You heard them say it in their entire hockey career, because they went from going into a spot where they were they didn't know what was going on a couple of weeks ago and a couple of months ago, to now being welcomed here and having you know, the team and the ownership and the fans, more importantly, get a little bit of a sneak peek. And I think that's exactly what they got, was a sneak peek. I mean, this is going to be absolutely a phenomenal place to watch, even as a quote-unquote non-hockey venue, right? It's going to be hard to imagine this
place. Oh, it's
place.
A hockey venue now.
It will be now. It's going to be amazing to see this thing absolutely blow up with everybody inside. And we saw a taste of that today, and it's amazing to already have all this going on and have, you know, how big of a deal that this has become so far is a really, really cool thing.
So many great moments during that celebration, welcoming this team, this reception to welcome these players, coaches, general manager here, the whole staff. GM Bill Armstrong getting emotional. And he basically just had to hand the mic back and say,
"Oh yeah,
right, we're going to pay you back for the love that he was paid today." He talked about tears streaming down his face when those youth hockey players were all lined up there when they came in off the plane. That was awesome. Lawson Krause saying, "Ever since our plane touched down, we felt nothing but love and support from you guys." So all of this matters so much to these players. What all of you did today, showing up here in whatever way you could and giving them the support, it means a lot. Goaltender
right.
Connor Ingram in his introduction.
Crazy.
Utah, if you keep this same energy, I'll run through a wall for you.
Oh, man.
I mean, that's just – the place all went electric. The emotion and the excitement in that building and the chant. Alex, I'm hearing that chant, "Let's go, Utah." And I've just got goosebumps. I've got just absolute awesome goosebumps. Can't wait till the puck to drop. End of September, early October. We'll wait for that schedule to come out. All of a sudden, here in this market, we're going to pay a lot more attention to the NHL schedule whenever it drops. Can't wait for that to happen.
You were wondering if there was some generic NHL Utah swag in there. This gentleman's got a brand-new hat on. Didn't even bother taking the hook off of it from
the
rack.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure. I mean, look, I've seen some of those sweatshirts walking out of the building.
Okay. So it must be a.
They got some version of some swag going on.
It must be for sale.
So it's got. At the very least, the generic stuff is rolling out of the building here. And they just put on the Toronto and Boston game. Our tech, Sean, is a big Boston Bruins fan. I don't know if this is it because the Bruins have not shown out very well so far in the playoffs? Is that why you're not too excited about watching this one? I don't know. I mean, it was
jeez, Alex, it was one loss.
I know, but
jeez.
I go, you're going to go inside and watch the season? I'm not watching. Oh, come on. I don't know if it's
superstitious.
It's one of those things Sean has to pull. You got a headset on. I'm going to make you respond to this, all right? Because you can't get on here. You're wearing a Bruins hat. Everybody's been walking over. All the Bruin people come over and they high five you. There's like a small tight knit group of weirdos who are Boston Bruins fans here.
Yeah.
So give us an idea. What is going on? Why didn't you want to go in and watch it with the rest of the state of Utah inside?
I have it recorded at home. Try to not be spoiled
now,
in this day and age. It's tough, you know.
Yeah. Do you want me to tell you the score right now?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
You can tell him. You
can
tell me.
He can tell him because there's no score yet.
Oh, there's no score.
Right. Yeah, you haven't missed anything.
It's fast forward. Fast forward through the first part of the matchup there. Sean, fantastic job, by the way, of putting this on.
Appreciate you.
Just like so many of the other team that we've had out here today, getting things done for us. And so Sean and Stone, our techs that have been on site, making sure everything goes off really, really well. And Sean is beyond a sports fan, but he's a massive hockey fan, too.
I'm so stoked.
All the people coming up, you know all these guys they're introducing. Half these guys you don't even have to be introduced to because you already know it. So describe a little bit of somebody who's a hockey lover who lives in the state of Utah. How big of a deal of a day like this is for someone like you?
Oh, man. I grew up here. We've had the Jazz. The failures of the 90s was tough. So I know what it's like to be a struggling sports fan, and now we get a hockey team here, and I can just bask in that for a bit and not have to worry about needing a championship.
Here's the problem you have now is you've been in the state. How long you've been a Bruins fan? Yeah, how long you been a Bruins fan?
Like since I was like 15.
Okay, right. This team's gonna win you over, right? How are you gonna
work?
Yeah, how are you gonna maintain your Bruins fandom when you've got your own NHL hockey team right here in Utah?
I will definitely be a full-time Utah fan until they play the Bruins.
Oh wow!
And I will have a Bruins jersey on or sweater, excuse me.
Yeah.
And maybe a Utah team hat.
I don't know. Oh, there you go. All right.
We'll see how it goes.
Fair enough.
If they're really good, then I'll
you'll be fully converted here soon.
One
right.
of our resident hockey fans here. So we're excited for guys like Sean. And, again, thanks, man. Thanks for putting all this
on.
It's been really good. All right. So of all the things that had happened today, JJ, of all the stuff that went down, what's been the most surprising? Because I think that the amount of people that showed up, I actually am surprised by. It's one thing to have the entire stadium filled up, but it was probably another half a stadium worth outside here on the plaza or more. I would say if there were 18 to 20,000 people inside, we had another 10 to 15 out here.
No question about it. And they're still here. We got people that left that aren't going to stick around and watch the game. But we had hundreds, maybe thousands of people just sitting here on the plaza. I don't know how many they had to turn away. You know, I'm sure everybody hates that they had to turn people away, but
right.
there's only so many people to fit in there. But to see this kind of a turnout, there's no question that this team's going to be supported and loved the way it needs to be. And it's just incredible to watch this community embrace hockey at the highest level, at the NHL level. We've had hockey here for a long time, and I think we also want to acknowledge that today, that this state does have a proud hockey history. It just hasn't been in the NHL. The Salt Lake Golden Eagles had a great run. They won several championships in different leagues. And then bring on the Utah Grizzlies, who won a Turner Cup their first year here. The Grizzlies have been a winning franchise for a long, long time and have provided a great hockey product at the level they play in. But now we get to celebrate the sport of hockey at its highest level, the NHL, for the first time ever. And it's so awesome. It's surreal. Never thought this could happen. Never thought even a year ago that this was possible. And here we are today introducing this team. Here in Utah, we now have an NHL hockey team, and it is special, and it is so exciting and so invigorating that we're going to be able to celebrate this sport, and people here can support this team for many, many, many years to come.
All right, for our entire team, Jeremy hitting the buttons inside the building across the street, and then Stone, and like I said, Sean making sure we're on the air without a flaw the entire time. And our special thanks also to Smith Entertainment Group, who were so cool about letting us just take all of this content from inside the building and put it on our airwaves. So we appreciate them. JJ and Alex right here. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of the show. And we bid adieu for now. Although we will take a break and you can hear portions of what you heard already today. So for JJ, I'm Alex. We'll be back again at it tomorrow. So we'll see you then.